Good morning. My name is Eli Edwards. I've lived here my entire life, and my family has been in Columbus since 1953 when my grandfather was hired by Cummins, ironically right before he went into the Army and left. I've completed my last day of high school, and I will graduate from CSA New Tech on Friday. My claim to fame here is that I've earned an appointment to the U.S. Air Force Academy. The Air Force Academy, known as USAFA, is one of the five U.S. service academies, including the United States Military Academy, aka West Point, the U.S. Naval Academy, the U.S. Coast Guard Academy, and the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. Each one is a four-year institution for the young men and women of our country. Cadets are given a top-notch education, world-class training and leadership development, and upon graduation, commission into their prospective armed services. In the Air Force, they commission as second lieutenants. I report to the Academy exactly 1 month from today, where I will undergo 6 weeks of basic cadet training and hopefully be accepted into the Corps of Cadets as a cadet fourth class, the equivalent of a freshman, where I will study aeronautical engineering. The Academy was a natural choice for me, considering my passion for aviation, my need for a challenge, and my desire to serve others. I come from a very patriotic family, proud of our service. My cousin attended Virginia Military Institute and was in the Navy ROTC to commission in the U.S. Marine Corps. Both my grandfathers served in the military, one of whom was sent to participate in the Korean War in 1950, and our family has proudly served in many of our nation's conflicts. Initially, when I was asked to speak today, I was hesitant. I have done nothing yet making me worthy of speaking here other than being a warm body who can talk. After some thought, I realized that although I haven't done anything yet, I do offer a unique perspective. How many younger people have spoken here? I imagine that my presence lowers the average age of the previous speakers by a pretty healthy amount. Getting into a service academy requires a tremendous amount of work and desire. I've been dreaming of going to the academy since I was 8. This gave me plenty of time to strategize and prepare. This dream led me to start participating in a number of groups and activities that I thought would be beneficial to me or furthered my interests. Among them is all the time I've spent as a volunteer at the Atterbury Bacalar Air Museum here in town. It's fair to say that I've benefited far more from my time at the museum than anything I will ever be able to give back. All of the other docents out there have become much like a group of grandparents to me. I don't think that they realize it, but I've been listening to what they say and I learn from their stories. I know there's probably a few of them in the audience who are thinking to themselves, oh my goodness, we've set this boy up to cause some real damage. Well, only time will tell if that is true. But I really have gotten some important lessons from my time at the museum. There's a broad range of people who volunteer. Many are veterans who have spent years serving our country, some are well known in the community, and some just have a great appreciation of what freedoms our armed forces protect. Each one is a life story to tell and lessons to be learned. Here are just a few things that I've gotten from them. We all probably know John Walter. He recently passed away, but will forever be known as a hero for his service by surviving 35 combat missions as a B-17 pilot in the 8th Air Force during World War II. He taught me that war is a terrible thing. No matter who you are, it will take away your innocence in a heartbeat. John was only in his early 20s when he was placed in charge of a bomber and the 9 other men inside of it. He witnessed the death of his friends and co-pilot just inches next to him, and heroically still managed to fly the injured airplane home. Before he would complete his service, he would lose still more crew and friends to combat, while being ever knowing to the fact that he was dropping tons of explosives on other people. He lost his innocence and experienced terrible things for our freedoms. Although he lived over 70 years with those memories in mind, he never once regretted it. He taught me that our freedoms are worth much more than anything he could experience. Gus Potthoff was a POW captured by the Japanese early in World War II. He spent years as a prisoner in Asia, where he underwent some of the cruelest treatment imaginable. He was forced to work on the infamous Thailand-Burma Railroad and the bridge over the River Kwai. He nearly died in captivity and lived with the pain inflicted upon him daily for the rest of his life. Despite everything he went through as a prisoner, he was able to forgive the Japanese who held him captive. You wouldn't think that a person would be able to forgive such abuse, but he did it. I don't think I've ever met a person as content with life as he was. He was able to forgive and make amends in his life. He taught me in his broken English that no matter who your enemy or foe may be, you must be able to forgive them if you wish to find happiness. Jim Peters started his career in the Army Air Force as a flight engineer, flying on B-17s with the 15th Air Force in Italy in World War II, and ended up as a crew chief on Air Force B-52s right before the Vietnam War. The Air Force still flies B-52s to put that into perspective. You could say that the times changed a little bit throughout his service. He taught me the value of humility and experience. He talks about how even though he was a senior enlisted rank, all the officers, who were just children when he enlisted, forever outranked him. Often, his experience would tell him how to act in a certain scenario, but his advice would be unused by the officers above him. They quite likely would face problems as a result of avoiding his suggestions. His message to me is that even though I might be an officer one day, to listen to those with more experience, even if they are lower grade, because they just might save my life. These are just a few of the things I've gotten from my time at the museum. There are many more people who have definitely influenced me and taught me a whole lot, but I figure I'll spare them some embarrassment for today. Lastly, it is inevitable and fast approaching that my generation takes over control of this world. For some, that is a concern. What will happen when a generation that doesn't know a world without internet and who can't seem to agree on anything takes control? Quite simply, nobody really knows what will happen. I like to be an optimist and look at things in a positive light. My generation is one who wants to make a positive change. Fortunately and unfortunately, our generation hasn't experienced anything that really makes us value and appreciate the freedoms we have. We haven't lived through a Great Depression, a World War, or a Red Scare. The only members of this generation who really understand our nation's good fortune are those who have served and sacrificed for our country and our fight against extremism, and have seen how some people are forced to live around the world. Most people aren't as lucky as I have been to be exposed to a number of people who have served their country, who can teach how valuable and expensive our freedoms are, and how blessed our nation truly is. I ask each and every one who really values our country and our freedom to teach my generation what really matters. Teach us the value of freedom and how painful its costs are so that we too can appreciate and protect what we have. Thank you for this opportunity, and God bless the United States.